Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Joseph Barlow. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts chapter 11, verses 1 through 18. Now the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began and explained it to them in order. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air, and I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the voice answered a second time from heaven, 'What God has made clean, do not call common.' This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. Behold, at that very moment three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea, and the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinctions. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen an angel stand in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John baptized with water, and you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life. O Lord, have mercy on us." Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. For the circumcision party, it was simple. You're a member of God's chosen people if you're circumcised, if you're following the food laws, if you follow the laws of Moses, if you could trace your ancestry back even to Abraham. And if not, well, then you're not part of God's chosen people. You're an outsider. You're a Gentile. You are lost. You're outside of God's people and outside of eternal life with God then. So when the circumcision party heard, Peter went into Cornelius's house. Well, Cornelius was a Gentile. He was one of those lost and condemned people. And Peter not only went to see him, but he also dined with him and his whole household. He was eating what was commanded and declared by God of old, that this is unclean and common. So what is going on, Peter? That's what the circumcision party wants to understand and criticizing him. And Peter begins to explain. First, that an angel comes and declares to him in a vision that all food, yes, animals, that were once declared unclean are now clean, and even invites Peter to rise, kill, and eat. Then he goes to Cornelius's house and tells Peter, and Cornelius tells Peter how an angel told him to send for you, that you would declare the message by which me and my whole household will be saved. And Peter spoke. He proclaimed the good news, and the Holy Spirit fell upon Cornelius and his household, just as it did on Peter and all the apostles and disciples of Jesus on the day of Pentecost. And Peter was reminded the very words of John the Baptist: "I baptize with water, but the one who is coming, the Lord Jesus Christ, he will baptize with the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit came and dwelled upon Cornelius and his household. The unclean, the uncircumcised ones heard the good news about Jesus for all people. Just think about this in the same terms of of the lost are found. The dead are made alive. The irredeemable are redeemed. By the preaching of the gospel to Cornelius and his household, God works through Peter to demonstrate not only the power, the dunamis of the gospel, but also that the gospel is for all people. There's no longer any need to make any distinctions regarding meat, circumcision, or any part of the old ceremonial laws. Now, for God's people, the focus is upon baptism, the Lord's Supper, and God's Word. The focus is on the fruits of Jesus' crucifixion, death, and resurrection for all people. The focus now is proclaiming not only to just Jew, but also unto the Gentiles. The circumcision party hears this explanation from St. Peter, and they glorify God, and they rejoice that God has graciously allowed the Gentiles to enter into eternal life. Thanks be to God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, was given to the Gentile Cornelius, so that Christ dwelled in him and he dwelled in Christ. May the same Spirit of Jesus, which rested on us in holy baptism, give us courage to confess his holy name, even in the face of the fiercest persecution, so that we might receive the crown of everlasting life, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.